Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Tonight's the first date that's been weeks in the making. Hair? Done. Nails? Done. Every square inch of your body? Exfoliated. Then you see it. A pesky pimple the size of a respectable mountain. The good news? Mighty Patch Pimple Patches can absorb gunk in just 6 hours. Patch the problem area and shrink the look of whiteheads faster than your makeup skills could anyway. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Well, we got lots to talk about, so riddle me this. The Kansas City Chiefs look like the Kansas City Chiefs again on a night where they don't get called for any penalties.
Oh, that's weird.
Coincidence? I think not.
Coinkydink? No, listen, man. I said this a couple weeks ago, and then they lost, and I got to celebrate the loss. But I said it a couple of weeks ago, they are starting to figure it out. And I think one of the things that they've done an exceptional job over the years with is understanding what they need to fix or address in the offseason. Veach, their GM, has done a really good job. They rebuilt their offensive line. And I told you, left tackle Josh Simmons coming out of Ohio State, even though he tore his patella tendon, he was the guy on film that I thought was the best tackle I had watched on film. And I think all of a sudden, that offensive line is starting to gel. They're still not running the ball very effectively. I mean, Mahomes seems, every week I look, and Mahomes is the guy, every time I look up at the game watching it, like Mahomes is scrambling around. He seems to always be kind of their quote-unquote leading rusher. But part of that is Andy Reid, Mike. Andy Reid has never wanted to win a game running the football. And I have mentioned that I thought it was football hubris at times before, but he's so good with play design, and Patrick Mahomes is such a unicorn in his ability to do things in the passing game. And here's what really concerns me. All of a sudden, offensively, they're holding up in protection. Like I said, the left side of their offensive line is starting to play well again. You know, you see the progression and you see the improvement. You see all the things that are the Kansas City Chiefs. And then, you know, Mahomes and his ability to diagnose what you're in, cut you up, throw it from different arm platforms, scramble around, off-schedule stuff, make big plays happen, but still be able to control the game from the pocket so you stay on schedule. All those things are important. Now, all of a sudden, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, Worthy, all those guys. They're going to get Rashee Rice back eventually.
Hollywood Brown had two touchdowns. Hollywood Brown is
playing well.
Kelsey.
He's healthy now. And now Kelsey, now that you've got all these other guys performing,
outside the numbers, now you're like, well, do we make the decision to leave Kelce one-on-one? And you get him matched up with a linebacker. Like, all those things are happening. And if this offense can perform, then you can see the defense do what they did to, even though Jared Goff was incredibly efficient, still held them to 17 points. And that's really what it's all about, right? Holding teams down when it comes to scoring. That's what it's all about.
I know the Chargers are 4-2. The Broncos are 4-2. But for these eyes,
yeah,
it looks like the AFC West once again goes through Kansas City.
And it does. Well, that's not all it's all about. It's also about the Hokey Pokey and turning yourself around. And they've done that.
Yes.
And that's what it's all
about.
Well,
they might have they'll probably run a play that is the Hokey Pokey, right? Didn't they do the whole ring around the rosy play?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's coming. It's coming.
It is coming. But you got to give them, as much as I hate to do it, you know, the one thing I always have tried to do, and it's gotten me a lot of trouble, as you know, I always try to be honest. And even if somebody is a friend, I'm like, yeah, well, it wasn't good enough. And next thing you know, your phone rings and somebody's on the other end going, hey, mother. You know, and that'll happen occasionally.
Well, okay. And it's funny you bring that up because both the Chargers and Broncos got wins. But they weren't pretty wins. Okay. Chargers barely got past the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Broncos, Great Britain, I'm sorry, England. We're you know, it's bad enough that we blew up your colonies and broke away, but now we're sending that product over to you to watch football. But I heard a lot.
You know what? Every year we send the Jags back in the Jags when the Jags weren't good. We send like our worst football like product over there. And it's like we walk over to London and the game kicks off and it's just like, and we just take a big giant dump on the field.
Yeah.
Like that game against the Jets, what is the score? Yeah. 13-11.
Then again, boring, low scoring, unimaginative, less than thrilling football. Isn't that what soccer fans over there watch every single day?
It's a great point.
Should that have been that different than what they watch all the time? They probably thought that Broncos Jets was awesome.
Yeah, they were like offensive explosion, 13-11. Oh my gosh!
Right?
Like they're used to 1-0, you know, and they get all giddy about 1-0. They're like, oh my gosh, we were all over it, you know, the pitch.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
But here's the thing about the Chargers and the Broncos wins. I you know, on our radio show, you know, we had plenty of people say, hey, look, you know, never apologize for a win. Don't worry about style points. But if the standard is the Chiefs in your division, isn't it more than just simply finding a way to win? How you win has to be factored into the equation if you're trying to think, okay, we're now capable of beating the Chiefs. Yeah.
I said this the other day, and I think it got poo-pooed a little bit on our show. Like the job that Vance Joseph is doing right now is like he's going to get legitimate consideration for another head coaching job. And you look at defense coordinator Vance Joseph with the Denver Broncos. I mean, dude, the Jets had negative passing yards when you factor in the 9 sacks that Denver was able to produce. In the end, the very last drive, they ended up getting 2 sacks, one to start the drive, one on 4th down. Like, they are just, like, they were a juggernaut, and it was phenomenal. And part of what you do as a coach, like, when you're not producing as an offense, Sean Payton's like, okay, what do we have to do to win this freaking game? And the only thing that's going to cost us this game, based on the way our defense is playing And I know people don't want to hear this because all we heard was offense stunk, offense was Sean Payton's play calling is awful, Sean Payton this, Sean Payton that. Like, he goes, what do we have to do to win this game? The only thing that can cost us this football game right now, the way our defense is playing, is what? Turnover, pick six, short field for the Jets. That's it. Because our defense is putting on a clinic. 9 sacks in one game. Do you know that 1991, as a member of the Washington Redskins, as a member of the Hogs, we played 19 games on the way to a world championship. Do you know how many sacks we gave up in 19 games?
Wasn't it like 9 or 8?
9 total sacks. And 3 of them were the last game of the season against the Philadelphia Eagles after we pulled all our starters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they got 9 sacks against the Jets.
They had as many sacks as Justin Fields had completions. They had one more sack than the Jets had first downs. So is the Broncos defense that dominant, or is Justin Fields and the Jets that incompetent?
I think it's probably a little bit of both.
But if you had to side one way or the other.
Well, since I'm going to call the Jets game next weekend, I think the Broncos defense is that dominant.
Juggernaut.
Juggernaut is the best defense.
What's the quarterback to do?
Yeah, whatever. It's not his fault. Yeah, they were absolutely dominant, Mike. There's no question about it.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.